This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea denounced the U.S. pledges of battle tanks to Ukraine, claiming Washington was further crossing the red line to wage the proxy war. That's according to state media KCNA. The sister of Kim Jong-un added that the North Korea will stand in the same trench as Russia against the United States. The U.S. this week said it would supply Ukraine with 31 of its most advanced battle tanks after Germany made a similar announcement. Police video showing five Memphis, Tennessee officers beating a black man during a traffic stop earlier this month has now been made public. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
You might get sprayed again.
Five officers beating and pepper spraying Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop earlier this month. He died 3 days later. Memphis Police Chief Sarah Lynn C.J. Davis.
The lack of supervision in this incident was a major problem.
She says there's no footage of what led to Nichols being stopped in the first place.
We can't substantiate the reason for the stop.
Adding,
in the video, the initial stop shows the officers already ramped up at about a 10.
I'm Ben Thomas.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports that former Vice President Mike Pence says that he's taking full of responsibility after classified documents were found at his home.
Pence's public acceptance of responsibility over his handling of the documents marks a departure from the reactions of both former President Trump and President Biden in their own cases. Trump denounced the search at Mar-a-Lago and suggested without evidence that investigators may have planted the documents. Biden has said he was surprised to learn the documents had been found.
And Norman Hall, this is VOA News. At least seven people were killed, 10 others wounded in a synagogue on the outskirts of Jerusalem on Friday. And an attack that heightened fears of spiral violence a day after the deadliest Israeli raid in the West Bank in years. Details from Reuters' Rachel Faber.
Police said the gunman arrived around 8:15 p.m. and opened fire, hitting a number of people before he was killed by police. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, which took place as worshippers gathered on the eve of the Jewish Sabbath. But it comes after Palestinian Islamic Jihad launched nighttime rockets from the Gaza Strip into Israeli territory. The rockets triggered air raid alarms in Israeli communities near the border with the blockaded Palestinian coastal enclave. Israel responded to the rocket fire with airstrikes into Gaza. And a day earlier, Israeli security forces raided a West Bank refugee camp where they traded gunfire with armed Palestinians.
That is Reuters' Rachel Faber reporting. A gunman shot dead a security guard and wounded two other people in Azerbaijan's embassy in Iran on Friday in an attack Baku branded an act of terrorism. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Azerbaijan's ambassador to Iran told reporters that Baku expects Iran to investigate. Police in Tehran said they'd arrested a suspect, and Iranian authorities condemned the incident, but said the gunman appeared to have had a personal, not a political, motive. The incident comes amid increased tensions between the two neighboring countries over Iran's treatment of its large ethnic Azeri minority and over Azerbaijan's decision this month to appoint its first ever ambassador to Israel. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. Special Operation Forces have killed a senior Islamic State group official and 10 other terrorist operatives in a remote northern of northern Somalia. The Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says that the operation in the mountainous cave complex targeted Bilal al-Sudani, a key financial facilitator for the global terrorist organization. U.S. President Joe Biden was briefed last week about the proposed mission that was months in the planning. He gave the final approval this week following the recommendation of Austin and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley. That's according to two officials speaking on condition of anonymity. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.